It's time to take a break with Jean and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern Time. Join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactjeanandmary@gmail.com. Tell us what's on your mind. Or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a free gift. Oh, wait. That was the wrong intro. Sorry. Hey, Mary.
Oh, man. I'm supposed to be giving a, what do you call it? A warning. Y'all don't warning. You don't need a warning from me. You just automatically know that where Mary goes, there's going to be some kind of chaos.
Usually and knowledge.
Yeah.
In your wake.
I exude jocularity and knowledge. I'm the class clown in here.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I've got to get myself organized. I can't find my right scripts, and oh my goodness. But we got this thing. We're good.
Yeah. I have a word of the day.
Oh, that's perfect. See, that's all we need.
Yeah, this is going to get us started. Everything's going to be good after this. Siesta.
Okay.
Okay.
Now that makes me think of a really hot, sunny day under the shade tree in the cool breeze.
Down in Mexico.
Before you had to go back out and finish before dark, the work.
It's an afternoon rest or nap, especially when taken during the hottest hours of the day in a hot climate. I never know whether to give the rest of the word of the day or to segue into a story, but I'll go into the story. One time, Curtis and I were moving. We were living in Atlanta. We moved from one apartment in the same complex to a larger apartment. Mm-hmm. And because of my health at the time, we had to hire help. They were all Mexicans. So they worked hard. I stopped and bought everybody lunch. I took their orders, went to whatever fast food place, got everybody lunch, came back. They ate. And I looked out, I'm like, they're asleep. They're not working. But when they finished their nap, they came back and worked twice as hard as they did before.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, honestly, Americans are one of the few groups of people that don't like rest a lot of times in the day, especially in the heat of the day.
We don't habitually take a nap. Mm-mm.
You know, I remember reading an article about in Japan, there was a corporate study done, and they found that this corporation gave their employees and encouraged them to take a 30-minute nap every day in a nice, quiet place to do it.
Nice.
And their overall numbers over a couple-year period, the productivity just went through the roof.
I can believe that.
Pretty cool. Well, I was going to say, they also gave them each a fiber optic in the middle of their little cubicle coming from the sun up in the roof.
Oh, wow.
A little fiber optic ending in their cubicle. So that helped too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, anyway, go ahead.
I was going to talk about the origin. It means came from Latin, sexta hora, which means sixth hour.
Hmm.
Started in mid 17th century in Spanish. And if you think about it, the sixth hour, if you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and you work until noon, that's 6 hours right there.
Yeah. Interesting.
This word has stayed consistent over time. It gained popularity in 1850, but it's not much less popular now. So here's a word that I can tell you Kenny knows about. Catnap.
Catnap.
Yeah. If you think about, oh, I'm just going to take a little cat nap. Cat can nap in 5 minutes and come wake up springing. But we're talking about naps because one of our listeners, Daisy, missed one of our shows. And she said, I'm so sorry I missed the show. I was napping. But naps are so important. They're so vital to, like you said, to productivity. It's also good health, mental health and physical health. It's really, really good if you've got a bad, you know, you're having a bad day or somebody hurt your feelings or whatever, and you don't know what to do about it. My solution is go take a nap. In fact, when we have hurricanes, once everything is settled and set down and the lights go out, because they always do, I go to bed. I don't care what time of day or night it is. I go to bed at that time. And I tell Curtis, wake me up if the roof flies off. I typically sleep right through a hurricane, and he's up watching. He's checking all the windows, looking out the doors, and if he can get out. But I'm sleeping. I sleep right through it. If I'm sick or feel a little bit, as my grandmother used to say, a little bit peaked, then I'm going to take a nap. It makes 100% of difference in the world. I have found that a short nap, as little as 20 minutes, if I have a migraine, If I elevate my feet so that my feet are higher than my head, but I have to put a bolster under my knees so that my knees are supported, and I put a damp cloth over my eyes and one over my neck to cover my carotid arteries, 20 minutes, I wake up from a migraine and I feel like I've never had one. But if I'm ever in a place where I can't do that and I get a migraine, which it happens way less frequently than it used to. In my first marriage, I had migraines 3 or 4 times a month that would totally debilitate me. But if I get a migraine now and I take a little nap under these, conditions with the coolness and the quietness, I feel fine. But if I don't, then it could last for a couple of days. You've got to catch it right at the beginning. Otherwise, you miss your window.
Well, I'm pretty lucky that I don't have to deal with that. I know people that do. It can be debilitating. Definitely. No.
Well, I'll tell you, I see people on Facebook constantly posting, oh, this migraine. The migraine needs to go away. I've got a migraine. This hurts so much. When I have a migraine, a true migraine, Facebook is the last thing on my mind. Mm-hmm. I don't know how anybody with a migraine can post about it while it's going on.
Wow. Yeah. I feel so lucky because I've known people. Well, one of my daughters used to get them pretty strong, and she would just have to go to bed. She couldn't do anything. Turn the lights out and go into a room and just get wait till it's over.
There's nothing you can do. Mm-hmm. My son and my grandson, both suffer from very bad migraines. They are crippling. But they found out some of the triggers are food. And once they figured out what food triggers it, then that does help.
Makes a difference.
Yeah, they just don't eat them.
Well, I don't know. I don't really have the migraines. And honestly, I've never really been a nap taker either.
Really?
Yeah, the siestas, I would spend awake sitting, against the tree.
Well, you told me that when you were in kindergarten, they had to bribe you with a pair of new sneakers to get you to take a nap.
Well, that was just part of my becoming. That was like my reward for starting to become well-adjusted. So, and the nap time was part of it, I guess. That was my struggle. Ever since, when I went to kindergarten, this concept of laying quietly and taking a nap on this rug they gave me to lay on was like, what in the world is this about? And of course, my teacher came and caught me and we had a conversation and she explained what we were doing. And I could force myself to get through it until I got the lights came on.
That's wild.
And I've been that way ever since. I mean, I've taken a handful of naps that I really needed in my life. But yeah, I cannot. During the day, when that sun comes up, if I'm not asleep, that's it, I'm up.
Well, I remember my grandmother. Oh, we'd go visit her during the summer. And I guess she had kids at her house all summer long. I remember we would spend a week at her house, but no more than two of us at the time. Mm-hmm. My mother had 8 children and my mother's sister had 3. Sometimes my cousin would spend the week with me and my sister, Bernie. We were closest in age, so we kind of hung together. Mm-hmm. But I remember the hardest part for me in her house, and she had a shotgun. She lived in a shotgun house. And if people don't know what a shotgun house is, it's a very simply made house. It's a rectangular house with a front door and a back door. And the two doors were right in line with each other. So if you shot a shotgun into the house, it would go straight out the back door. That's what they called it.
In theory, yeah.
There were my grandmother didn't have even ceiling fans. She had table fans. And I remember metal oscillating fans that could have cut your fingers off.
Sure.
And I can remember standing in front of that fan talking and la 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 la, so we could hear our voices reverberate. But I remember she had windows that you had to prop open with a stick. And every day in the middle of the day, we'd come in, she'd call us in from wherever we were exploring to have lunch. And we would usually have a grilled cheese sandwich, plain potato chips, and a glass of chocolate milk. Sometimes it was other things, but that was almost always it.
Nice.
Now for dinner, when Pa was there, we'd have a big, big meal, but we'd have our lunch. And then she'd say, okay, girls, go to bed. Do I have to? Yeah, I'm going to take a nap. You have to take a nap too, because I don't want you getting into trouble while I'm sleeping. So we would go sit in that feather bed. My gosh, it felt really good when you first got in it because it was cool. Mm-hmm. But then after you'd been in it a few minutes, it got hot.
Yeah.
but she would have a fan on between the two rooms, between her room and our room. And that fan would oscillate. So it would get both of us at some point. The windows were wide open and I'd see those big lubber grasshoppers. They used to scare me to pieces. Half the time I couldn't sleep because I was afraid that grasshopper was going to chew through the screen and get me. I was a scaredy little thing. That she taught me the value of naps. And my mother, oh gosh, when I was my mother's caregiver, whenever she'd nap, I'd nap. It was like having a baby almost, because I never knew in the middle of the night if she might call me and need me.
Sure.
So I learned, just like with having a baby, you know, when that baby sleeps, you sleep, because you want to be able to get up and take care of whatever has to be done. But now Kenny's my nap minder. There are times, I don't know if he senses it. Cats are very intuitive. And I don't know if he senses what's going on, or maybe I'm, you know, I give out a bad vibe or whatever, but he'll come and stand on 2 feet and tap me. And that means you need to come with me. And usually that means my water bowl has got smuts in it and I need you to empty it out and wash it and give me new water. Or my food bowl has only 50 grams of food in it. I need 100, or it's dry. He wants gravy. But sometimes he'll just go straight to the couch and sit there and meow. Until I sit with him, he won't be quiet. And I can't get any work done because he's making so much noise. And when that happens, I just take a nap.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and he might just really decide he wants a nap too and wants you to come take one.
He can take a nap anywhere in this house he wants to. He doesn't need me to take a nap.
But what's funny is when you're not taking a nap and he wants to take one with you, he just comes right to your keyboard and just takes a nap right on where your hands are trying to work.
He does. He sits right in front of my keyboard and takes his nap right there. And sometimes those naps last hours long. And I get a lot of work done when he's doing that.
That's pretty wild.
But I think as we get older, we go back to realizing that those naps are like power charges.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't need them. Curtis very seldom takes naps. He just doesn't. He's like you. He's very active mentally and he likes to be active physically.
Well, the only times I have taken a nap, really, I'd say in my life is a few times when I've been not feeling well and I needed, whether I was hungover or sick or whatever, just a handful of those. Or sometimes I've consciously timed it so that I got up early, so that I was kind of tired in the middle of the day, so I'd sleep a few hours because I knew I was going to be up till 3 a.m. You know, so that gives me my 3 or 4 hour nap in the late afternoon for my 10 hours of wake time coming up. And that worked. But yes. I have to get up early the day before so that I can sleep hard that afternoon.
Yep. So. Well, you know, when you were young and partying, people would take naps, you know, oh, we're going out to this club or we're going dancing. I better take me a nap before we go because I'm going to be up all night.
Not me.
You just power through.
Oh man, I was a beast.
Godzilla.
I guess that's what it was.
Oh, I have to tell you a Godzilla story I just thought of.
Sure.
Way back early in the days of Be Unique, mm-hmm. I don't recall exactly what was happening, but I had gone to Orlando to meet up with Jennifer and Lynn. But for whatever reason, we went in separate cars and we went, I want to say we were discussing our business plan over lunch, or maybe we met another volunteer or whatever, but we were going back toward Jennifer's house and Lynn was in the car behind us and we were talking to her on Jennifer's hands-free car phone. Jennifer just broke out laughing one day. One moment she says, look back at Lynn. And then she said, Lynn, say something. So Lynn talked. She looked like she was in one of those badly dubbed Japanese movies.
Oh.
She would talk and then her mouth would move. We could hear her words, but her mouth came after. So,
right. So
for about 3 miles, Lynn was behind us and all she was saying was, Godzilla, 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 Godzilla. And then her mouth would move. And it was so funny.
That's funny.
It was hilarious. We always have fun when we're together. We always joke and laugh and find something exciting to do.
Well, it's fun. That's the important thing, you know, have fun.
Take a nap, have fun.
Take a nap, have fun. Now, I'll tell you though, I've had a really fun time today here, taking a break with you and taking a break with everybody that's listening now. Unfortunately, at this point, we're going to have to postpone our visits until next time. We got to get out of here. Thanks, everybody, again. Check us out online. You can contact us at contactjeanandmary@gmail.com. Let us know what's on your mind. Check us out. Be Unique Radio has a bunch of great shows at beunique.org.
That's BUNEKE.org. That sounds like a bag of money.
It's my maraca.
Oh.
It's from Cuba. Handmade.
Nice.
See ya.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Da 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 da. Boom.
That was my instrument.